I'm here with John Graham Davis. He's the writer and director.
Producer, I'm not directing it, just the producer and the writer, yeah.
Of Beating Berlusconi, which is going to be opening at the Novas, that's the Contemporary Urban Centre on Greenland Street on the 7th of May. John, actor, Huddersfield, ex-Huddersfield Town supporter.
Not ex. I still support him. I just kind of, I've given up hope really, but I still support him from a distance, yeah.
So what's a Huddersfield supporter doing writing a play about a Liverpool football fan?
Well, I moved here about 7 or 8 years ago. I still feel like a comer in, as we say in Yorkshire, but I came here when I got a job on Hollyoaks for my sins. I was on there for about 5 years, and I got to know this guy, Mark, who used to cut me keys and mend me shoes, and I knew he was a Red, and he knew I was a Huddersfield Town fan. We used to exchange jokes about Huddersfield loaning Bill Shankly to Liverpool and never getting him back. But after the Istanbul game, I went in just to see how he was and, you know, share the celebrations. And he told me this amazing story about what had happened to him. And it's just such an off-the-wall story that I thought, well, you know, there's got to be something in this dramatically. And initially, I thought about it as a telly. And some people were interested. And I sent it to YTV, and they thought it was a great idea, but just too expensive to recreate the game. So I've written it as a theatre piece. And I've extended the bizarre story into a story about a man's life as a Liverpudlian, but also as a fan of the club, and the ups and downs of the club, the ups and downs of the city through the 80s, the turbulence, the social problems, through the 90s, and then leading up to now, and in a way, the re-emergence of the club, and hopefully, of the city. But, you know, that's yet to be proven.
Now, it is a great story. We've just spoken about it. Tell us a bit more about who's in it. What
The lead is played by a guy called Paul Duckworth, and I'm amazed he's not a star because he's one of the funniest actors I've ever seen. Very scouse, very dry, great turn of phrase, wonderful range of characters. He was Ringo in Backbeat, and he was the last villain on Brookside as well, Jack Michelson. And there's another actor in it as well. It's not just one actor. I won't talk about him because it's a bit of a secret what happens with him. It's directed by a young guy called Matt Rutter, who did a piece about the Dockers dispute a year ago, which was absolutely brilliant and got a lot of acclaim. And that's your personnel. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about the story? I can't blow the story entirely.
Yeah, tell us a bit more. I mean, we know that beating Berlusconi, does he manage to beat Berlusconi?
In a way, he does. In a way, he does. I mean, Berlusconi is still the Italian president, so he'd have a say in that. But, this is the story, true story of a Red that went to the game and, like a lot of Liverpool fans at half-time, were in desperation. And he went for a wander, and he was also very hungry. He hadn't found any food or drink. Apparently, he was very badly provisioned, the game. Couldn't find a programme either. They sold out of programmes, and he promised his daughter a programme. And he went for a wander and somehow kind of got a bit disoriented and wandered around in the bowels of the building, took a few wrong turns and ended up seeing this window in a door with waiters with trays, blundered in like a scouser, no hesitation, grabbed a glass of bubbly and some food, waited for the hand on the shoulder, didn't come, noticed it was a room full of expensive suits, talking foreign, might be Italian, might be Turkish, and he ends up spending the second half in this room. And it becomes increasingly apparent that it's their Italians, they're rich Italians, they've got the best viewing spot in the ground. It can only be the AC Milan director's box, but they don't throw him out. He's got his colours on, but they don't throw him out. I guess they're 3-0 up, they can afford to be patronising. And he sits in the only free seat, and it's next to this guy in a very sharp suit, slick back hair, permatan, Don Corleone type. And as the goals started going in, he started celebrating. The Italians get quieter and quieter. He tries to keep a lid on it because he doesn't want to get thrown out. He's getting free drink and food. But when the third one goes in, he just can't. He goes apeshit. The glass goes up in the air, the cake everywhere. And the guy next to him jumps up, starts shouting at him in Italian, poking him in the chest. And the lad's thinking, hey, what's going on here? This guy's kicking off. All right, if you want to fight, I'll give you a fight. But the next thing he knows, he's surrounded by security guards, guns appear, and he's thinking, what's going on? The Sopranos, what's going on? And he's protesting, I just want to watch the game. This nutter's kicked off. But then Turkish security step in, take him away from the Italian bodyguards, and what he doesn't realise is that he's been sat next to Silvio Berlusconi for about 40 minutes, and this nutter kicking off is Silvio Berlusconi. Anyway, they take him away, and they think he must be a Liverpool VIP, because he's in the AC Milan VIP. And so they take him into the Liverpool VIP, sit him down, he gets the VIP treatment, he gets the special bag with all the goodies, including the souvenir program. He gets the program signed by all his boyhood heroes with whom he watches the rest of the game. So that was the true story, and that's the kickoff, that's the start-off for the play.
John, it sounds absolutely fantastic story. And he's clearly a very lucky man.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly a lot luckier than Huddersfield Town fans, that's for sure.
He was overjoyed again, of course, when for the press launch.
Yeah, we had the launch at Anfield, and the club have been very supportive, gave us a bit of money and lots of press. And we went to Anfield and we had the real Champions League trophy, and we took it down on pitch side. So Mark was standing there holding the trophy, and he looked like a 6-year-old on his birthday, you know.
It's absolutely brilliant. And the tickets are available.
Tickets through the Philharmonic box office for the first night. It's going to be a great night. We're having a reunion from the Hollyoaks. My family from Hollyoaks, Gemma Atkinson, who used to play my daughter, who was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, is coming over. Haven't seen her since she did that show. And if you want to check out the other dates, beatingberlusconi.com. And we're touring throughout the Northwest, and you can get all the dates from beatingberlusconi.com. But the Novas one is next Thursday, the 7th, tickets from the Phil.
John, thank you very much.